brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Give me a yeah.
Yeah!
Give me a what?
What?
Welcome to...
What?
The VAR.
What?
The VAR show.
What?
With your host.
What?
DJ Stones.
What?
And on that side.
What?
DJ Sticks.
What?
On the show.
What?
That does the most.
What?
The VAR show.
What?
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to an awesome, amazing V...
Show!
Hell yeah. I might start talking about WWE with that type of intro, you know?
What?
For those people who don't know, that is a Stone Cold Steve Austin intro.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But this is a football show.
Yeah, it is.
So I think this is the point you want to just play a UEFA Champions League song just so you can get back into the mood. But yes, you are listening to the host who does the most, even when he's making toast, the one, the only DJ Stones. And with me over here
is the young player of the season.
What?
When he steps on the pitch.
What?
He commits.
What?
Treason.
What? Yeah. DJ Sticks.
DJ Sticks, yes.
Yes.
That is my name.
We got a lot in store for you guys today.
Jam-packed show.
We had a jam-packed weekend of football.
Oh, we did.
You know, there was three amazing matches in the Bundesliga.
We gotta talk about. Okay.
But before we do.
Okay.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy these tunes.
I cannot go back to the old me. People holding on and it's cold to me. Lately I've been facing where no one can see. I put the wave off in the cold, I guess no one can read. Yeah. Negative energy. I can't ever let it get near to me. Yeah. I got the remedy. I can understand why they feeling me. Yeah. Energy. I can't ever let it get near to me. Yeah. I got the remedy. I can understand why they feel in me. Yeah. No pretend, no pretend, no pretend,
no pretend.
Not within, not within, not within,
not within.
I can't go, sorry, no, for my sin,
for my sin.
Not again, not again, not again. No pretend, no pretend, no pretend,
no pretend.
Not within, not within, not within,
not within.
I can't go, sorry, no, for my sin,
for my sin.
Not again, not again, not again.
Negative energy. I can't ever let it get near to me. Yeah. I got the remedy. I can understand why they feel in me. Yeah. Negative energy. Remedy. I can understand why they feel it.
You have one unheard message. First unheard message.
Hey, bro, I'm on the way. I know you're over there at the house tripping, trying to get away from all that negative energy over there. Just be patient. We're going to go get something to eat, go back to the stool, vibe, chill, make some music. It's going to be good. I'm on the way, bro.
I hope you guys enjoyed those tunes.
I know I did.
Mm-hmm, I did indeed. So three matches that have that stood out for me in the Bundesliga. Obviously, it's the... I can't believe I missed this.
Yeah.
I got too excited with the what. And I forgot what's ours.
Hmm?
What?
What is ours?
It's time
for
the weekend.
Weekend Roundup.
We're going to hit me for this. So the fixtures that stood out for me in the Bundesliga, we'll start off with the lowest of the bunch.
Yeah.
Bayern Munich versus Fortune.
Okay.
4-1 to Bayern Munich.
What?
It was two goals from Lewandowski.
Oh, wow.
A goal from Sebastian Griegsberg, which was an own goal.
Whoa.
And then a goal from none other than the GOAT himself, Eric Maxim Tchouaméni. Getting onto the scoreline, it was amazing to see. And this is obviously coming back from a, what was it, a 4-2 defeat, last match day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Bayern Munich-like, you know, not at all.
Surprising.
But I said that was the smallest of the two.
The smallest of the three.
Of the three.
Okay.
So the other one was Hertha Berlin versus RB Leipzig.
All right.
So, 20th minute. Benjamin, I'm not going to say his surname, scores.
Benjamin scores.
Yes.
Yeah, Mindy.
48th minute, Steven Jovich scores.
Okay.
Right, not the one from Real Madrid, just in case.
Yeah, he doesn't score.
Then in the 64th minute. My main man. Christopher Nkunku.
Let's go.
Scores.
Yeah.
The 67th minute. Christopher Nkunku scores.
Again?
Yes.
All right.
In the 74th minute.
Weak one. What's happening?
Danny Olmo scores.
Oh, okay.
Assisted by. In the 81st minute. Amod Herrera scores.
Yeah.
And to make it six. In the 88th minute, Yusuf Polsev scores. Six goals in 16 shots with 10 on target.
What? No shot missed, basically.
No, shots were missed.
Oh, the 10, the 10. Six
shots were missed.
Oh, okay.
10 shots were on target.
Oh,
out of that 10,
the six.
That means only 4 were saved. Goalkeeper only made 4 saves in the game. Hell yeah. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
So now the other one, the biggest fixture for me this weekend.
What?
Was the Borussia clash.
Oh, that's big.
So this was Borussia Dortmund versus Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Yeah.
Now this one, Dortmund scored 6.
What?
But unlike Leipzig, Dortmund kept a clean sheet.
Whoa!
And Dortmund did this without their star player.
No way.
Erling Haaland.
How can you do that?
With 2 goals from Marco Reus in the 26th and 81st minute. A goal from Daniel Marlin, first goal of this year. A goal from Martins Wolf. A goal from the youngster himself, Youssef Nkunku.
Let's go.
And
let's
a 90th go. Minute penalty from Emerick Can.
What?
This was a big goal weekend in the Bundesliga.
But what? Mönchengladbach is a big team. How did Dortmund pull that off?
Dortmund was just pulling Dortmund vibes, you know? Gladbach this season has not been having the greatest of season. Currently sitting 13th on the log.
What?
And after a much... I think they had a better season last season.
Way better.
They were at 8th. They were playing UEFA because of the 2019-2020 season,
okay,
where they landed 4th. So it's actually a decline in their form. If you
What's changing? I feel like we should look into it.
Didn't they change their manager?
They might have.
They changed their manager, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, we'll do a VAR check there.
VAR check?
Mm-hmm.
But not this week.
not this week.
We want to go to the meaty stuff.
No.
We want to go to the stuff that actually matters. Yeah. But with that, the league currently stands with Bayern Munich, of course, on top with 55 points.
All right.
Borussia Dortmund second.
Second on the log?
Yes, with 49 points.
Mm. 6 points off.
Bayern Leverkusen.
Let's go.
Is third with 41 points, and Leipzig in fourth with 37 points.
Mm.
Right behind them is Hoffenheim with 37 points.
Let's go.
And FC Freiburg with 37 points. So that bottom three seems to be a huge contest, you know. That's it's a very, very, very big contest.
Bundesliga is hot, people.
Unless you buy Munich, and then it's just... it's just chilled, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a chilled league, you know.
It's nothing too crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, so now jumping into La Liga for your guys' two favorite teams, you know, Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Barca.
Atletico Madrid.
Atletico Madrid. Yeah, then you go.
Beat Osasuna 3-0. Villarreal took the victory over Granada away 4-1. Real Madrid beat Alaves 3-0. And the one I want to talk about, shockingly, is Barcelona versus Valencia, with it being 4-1 going towards Barcelona's side.
What do you mean?
And the hat-trick from none other than Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
No way! No way!
Coming out as a hat-trick hero.
No way!
Now look, as nice as this is, things that still worry me is the fact that there was the 11 shots that were taken against Barcelona compared to Barcelona's 7 shots. Obviously, being more the more clinical side, 7 shots, 6 on target, 4 of them a goal, meaning only one shot was out of, was not within the goal post region.
Okay.
And then out of that 6, only what, 2 was not a goal.
Mm.
So there's only 2 saves made by the goalkeeper.
By Barca's goalkeeper.
Valencia's goalkeeper.
Valencia's.
Your guys had to make four saves, with one of those being one of the 5 shots on target being on being a goal.
Okay, big ups to Stegen there.
Yeah, so it was a very good one. So now the log how it stands is Real Madrid is currently first place with 57 points.
Mm.
Second is Sevilla with 51 points.
Whoa.
Third place is none other than the shocking one, Real Betis.
Whoa!
With 46 points.
Crazy.
Fourth place is Barcelona, holding it on with 42 points. Fifth place, with one game at hand, is Atletico Madrid with 42 points.
What?
So Barcelona has a game at hand. Not that I got that wrong. Not Atletico Madrid. So Barca has a chance to further their gap.
So do you think the champions have been dethroned?
In Real Madrid? No, Real Madrid.
Atletico.
No, of course, there's no way they're going to win the season. They're too far off.
15 points.
About 15 points from league leaders.
Yeah, I think that's too big of a gap.
Yeah. Look, in football, anything can happen, you know.
Bah.
At one point, wasn't Man City 15 points ahead?
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
A couple of games in hand.
Oh, yeah, they still had games in hand. Yeah, but look, I think there's no way Atletico Madrid at this point of the season, because what, we have 6 games left? Yeah, it's like, what, 5? That makes it 30. We have 7 games left for the season.
What?
Yeah, for the, because it's, what, 32 games a season.
In La Liga?
In La Liga.
Mm.
So it's going to be quite interesting. I don't think it's possible. I think what Atletico Madrid need to focus on, both Atletico and Barcelona, is fighting for the third or second spot. Even the second spot is becoming more and more... there's 38 games. Sorry, my bad. So that gives it about what? Plus 7.
Yeah. Plus 6.
About like 10 games left in La Liga.
Plus minus, people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, they can still do it, because 15 points in... that's what, 3, 6, 9, 12... that's about 5 games that they're left to win and hope Real Madrid lose. You know? That's not likely.
Yeah.
But even if that happens, they also need to hope Sevilla doesn't win and hope that Betis doesn't win. You
and
know,
they
just
have to...
then they have to win 5 yeah. games in a row. Or just 5 games, you know, while the other teams are losing. It doesn't have to be in a row, but just 5 games, you know, and it's the issue here, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. But anyway, now looking at an interesting league, the EPL, the hardest league in the world, as I keep saying, and it's only getting harder.
It is.
It's getting harder.
It
you know?
Is every season.
Because we now we're going into match day 26 here, and now we're looking at the first game, which was West Ham versus, I don't know what to call them, you know, because they're not the snakes, they're not cats. what knows how to just escape you, you know? You know, like they're about to die and they just can escape, you know? That whatever that is, that's what this team is, Newcastle.
Oh, yes.
Newcastle are now...
snails.
Not the snails, you know. They escaped relegation.
They did.
This season, looking like they were going down, getting bought,
definite.
Getting Eddie Howe. Give me a what?
What?
Getting Eddie Howe.
What?
Getting Kieran Tierney.
What?
Getting a midfielder.
What?
Stealing Burnley striker.
What?
And now they're out of the relegation zone.
Eddie Howe, that's how.
That's how. How did they do it? Eddie's how. So now they drew with West Ham 1-1. You know, and now...
What?
It's crazy because, you know, a couple of months ago, I would have been... And look, as a person who slightly supports West Ham, this is still annoying at the fact that they drew against Newcastle.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just looking at the stats of the game, you know, Newcastle had 14 shots.
What?
Crazy. Against West Ham's 11. Both of them had 3 on target. Ball possession was mostly on Newcastle's side with 53.
What's happening?
Newcastle made more passes with 431 and a 78% accuracy.
That is crazy.
You know?
That
and
is crazy.
It's very much crazy.
Transformation.
Because if I compare this, I'm now thinking, what's an earlier game? What's a pre-Eddie Howe game?
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of a pre-Eddie Howe game. Let's look at... That's 2020. We're looking for 2022.
I think the first game's in the season.
No, Eddie Howe didn't start the season.
Who was before Eddie Howe, though?
I'm trying to remember.
Steve Bruce.
So I'm just going to take the Chelsea game. I think this was the...
Steve Bruce? Oh, man, Steve.
This was now with the temporary coach, you know. And they were only able to gather together about 198 passes.
In the match. Okay, that's quite a little.
And they've grown so much in such a little time, you know. We look at their first fixture with West Ham. You know, this was a Steve Bruce game. You know, they had 46% ball possession. They were able to do 17 shots, which is pretty much the same. But West Ham was able to get 18 shots in, you know.
West Ham being the better team.
We're being the better team. So there's been a huge improvement on the Newcastle side. There's been a major, major improvement, you know, and it's good to see.
Very good.
Just looking at their past few fixtures, you know, how they've been able to get the better hand of some good teams.
I promise you, I've been watching highlights, and every time that I search Newcastle, the result surprises me.
Yeah, like last match day, they beat Everton 3-1.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you wouldn't expect that when you go and watch Newcastle.
Not at all. But moving over to the next set of... Oh, yeah, they beat Leeds also 1-0 the week before that.
Are you kidding me?
But moving on to the other set of fixtures as I lose my place.
They are a Newcastle.
Arsenal versus Brentford was a beauty as Bukayo Saka got onto the score sheet once again in the 79th minute, allowing Arsenal to take the victory in a 2-1 2-1 game against Brentford.
Making millions of Arsenal fans very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking up.
Yeah, but when I get to the table now, because there's something interesting about the table that, as a United fan, scares the hell out of me.
Okay.
Liverpool versus Norwich. Obviously, Liverpool took a comfortable lead.
Yeah.
With none other than Luis Diaz getting on the score sheet. I think this
beautiful
is his
goal.
First goal.
Yeah.
First goal for Liverpool. First goal at home.
Yeah.
And also a stunner from Sadio Mane and another goal from Mohamed Salah.
Yeah.
Looking like the front three all got a goal in.
Which is good.
Now, going on to the best fixture of the weekend. Watford beating Aston Villa 1-0.
With the goal coming in from Dennis. Your boy Dennis there. Yeah. Shout out to Dennis. Well done, man.
I don't like him. He showed Man United a lot of fire in our fixture against them. But anyway.
Dennis the Menace.
I don't know which one to start with. Blue or red?
Go to red.
Go to red.
It's cool. It's
go
cool.
To red.
You can just take it there.
Leeds versus Man United.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, bear with me this game, you know.
Okay.
So, there's two interesting points I want to make.
What?
The first one, I feel like...
what?
I feel like the players that are heavily criticized...
Yeah.
...decided to step up.
They did.
You know, Harry Maguire getting a goal, then allowing two other goals to get past him.
Your boy Harry, no look defending,
doing his thing, you know. Okay, I can't blame him for the first goal. That first goal was the first goal. Ooh. From Leeds was a stunner.
Ah.
But so Harry Maguire gets a goal in the 34th minute.
Let's go.
Bruno freaking Fernandes.
Yeah.
Gets a goal in the 45th minute after Lindelof decides to become freaking Ronaldinho.
Prime time Ronaldinho.
You know, starts freaking dribbling through defenders.
Let's go. No look dribbling. Killing people.
so it was good. And then so now this is now the annoying thing. So it's 2-0 going into halftime. Halftime comes in.
Yeah.
We get back-to-back goals from Leeds in the 53rd minute and the 54th minute.
So 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes back in.
Oh, my word.
Two goals coming in.
I was so frustrated. You know, looking at this, you just get frustrated because you're like, what the hell?
Like, you could go and get lunch and then be like 10 minutes late for the second half and then bam.
It's like a whole new game.
What?
You're like, what? You know, and this, I guess, is one of the issues United have. We need to stop conceding goals. And like this way is just, it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be fighting... We can't be fighting to get the lead every single time, you know. But look, we are getting better. I think last our last game,
yeah,
we're able to get the full 3 points, and I think we're
clean
able
sheet.
To score two goals
and clean sheet
and keep a clean sheet against Brighton.
Thanks,
you know,
to your boy DDG.
And then we also going into this game again. It's not a clean sheet, but we're able to take the 3 points as well as score the winning goal and the comfort goal. And now, obviously, with United, all eyes go to Wednesday.
Yeah.
As we play Atletico Madrid.
Ooh.
Battle of the challenged.
Yeah.
You get it? Because we're both challenged. We're both struggling.
Oh, you are struggling. Yeah. Both of you.
Yeah,
both of you.
Yeah, battle of the challenged.
What?
Yeah. Give me a what?
What?
Now, I want you to give me a watch here. Two teams.
What?
Both blue.
What?
One wears white.
What?
One wears blue blue.
What?
Blue team was supposed to win.
What?
But they did not.
What?
Harry Kane.
What?
Man of the match.
What?
Son.
What?
Man of the match.
What?
Kulusevski.
What?
Shows why.
What?
They spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah.
I made you just what on your own team. How does that feel?
It's painful.
For those who are not catching it, Man City versus Tottenham. A shocker came out as Tottenham beat Man City 3-2 with two goals from Harry Kane, a goal from Kulusevski, and two assists from Son. It was the Son and Kane show once again, featuring Kulusevski.
With this game, it's one of those painful ones, especially after we came back, you know, 2-2. It's 92 minutes, you think you're safe, you know, your team just scored, you think the other team will be demoralized, and then, worst case scenario, you get the point.
Yeah, it's
and
like a
bam,
point each way.
You know, your boy Harry Kane decides to, you know, turn it up a notch and score his third goal for the night, but one of them was disallowed, so second goal for the night. And it's sort of, the heart is painful, but then you also recognize that this is a Premier League classic. So, you know, you zoom out a bit and you just appreciate the football that was played.
Yeah.
That was how I felt.
Definitely. Yeah, no, obviously, that's the sound of somebody who lost. But anyway, it was a good match overall.
That was
Antonio Conte pulling off a masterclass.
No, you have to give it to them.
Yeah, you
insane
know.
Insane stuff.
Oh. I remember seeing a video on Twitter which basically the guy's like, this footage encapsulates football and what we love.
I promise.
So it's
you.
Like going to like the last attack, the third goal, but they're showing it from the point of view of the coaches. So you're seeing both of them looking at the touchline like anxious. And then you just see Pep drop his arms
to his
and
knees.
Then you see Conte running the opposite direction
to hug his people.
And you don't need to see what's happening on the field. Just
don't.
With that, you know that this is a last minute goal.
Oh.
This year is a last minute goal. The game has changed.
And I was watching the match with a Tottenham fan. Oh my word. The image, but that's football.
That is football for you.
And yo.
Now the last thing, obviously, this is not in the weekend, but in the past week, and we have to talk about it. UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, we came back.
So it was back. That was the best Valentine's Day gift for me.
Me too.
You know,
me
it too, was too, the love.
Yeah.
Of seeing PSG beat Real Madrid 1-0, and seeing Lionel Messi miss a penalty. Glorious. But I want to end with that match because it's going to link to our main topic here. So Man City beat Sporting 5-0, making it easy. And I bet you Pep was going to come out saying, yeah, I know this was the toughest match of their lives.
No, it
you know, it was a very tough match.
The boys fought.
And it's all about keeping it strong the second leg. You know, it's about how you finish. I bet you that is going to be his talk.
Then
he
puts a whole new starting 11
yes.
in the second leg.
And then Liverpool beat Inter Milan 2-0 with two poorly, I watched that game, it was poorly defensed goals. Those goals could have been avoided. Bad clearance.
Yeah.
Shocking game was RB Leipzig versus Bayern Munich.
Let's go.
RB Leipzig took the lead in the 21st minute.
Crazy.
And Bayern Munich only equalized in the 90th minute.
Thanks to Kingsley Coman.
The fact that RB Leipzig held Bayern Munich
until
that long.
Crazy.
It should be applauded.
That shows you the standard. An Austrian team from an Austrian league.
The issue here now is that their away goal is not included.
Just in
so
case
they need to win the match.
Just in case you have been living under a rock and you don't know, your the away goal rule has been cancelled. So
it's
now
been fired.
Has been fired. It's gone. Yeah, fire! It's gone now, people.
So,
yeah. No longer
away goals.
Yeah.
So then the other match, the one we're going to end off with, was PSG versus Real Madrid, with Real Madrid taking the victory in with a goal from Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah, Paris.
I think Kylian Mbappe was trying to show them what they're going to buy.
That guy had no remorse. Nothing.
No, Ramos was on the bench.
Yeah, no Ramos.
I know what you're saying.
Ramos was on the bench.
There used to be this advert, you know, with Kobe Bryant and Kanye West, and Kanye West was asking him, "What do I need to do?" You know, it's like I have all of these stuff, and Kobe Bryant's answer was, "Are you the same animal but a different beast?"
Gee.
You know, and that's what he was. He was the same animal but a different beast.
Oh.
You know, eating up the Carvajal,
the entire match.
I think Carvajal is trying to get to the cops to get this guy a speeding ticket. You know, at this point, Carvajal was ran. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
that's how bad it was.
I promise you, the very next day when Mbappe was changing his clothes in the dressing room, he literally had to take out Carvajal from his pocket. It's fine now, the match is over. Get out.
Rumor says Carvajal is still running after Mbappe. He doesn't know the match is done. It was so bad.
Oh.
But obviously now that was the game happening in I forgot the name of the stadium. What is it? Are you ready?
Aha.
Pra de Prince. Yes, they're brilliant. But that said, I'm French and I can't say this.
Mm.
But anyway. Anyway.
Let's move on.
So now, why does this lead to our main topic? So you clicked on it, you saw, are Ronaldo and Messi finished?
Have they depreciated?
Mm-hmm.
Are they decomposing?
Has their stocks dropped?
That's a good one.
Or was it just that they were overrated?
Mm. No.
Because now it's quite interesting, you know.
This is
quite
an emotional topic.
It's quite interesting. Now, look, I think from a good part of last year, if not the year before, in the whole Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi discussion, I went neutral, you know. I really went neutral on it. Because I remember someone saying it's like, it's hard to compare the two because they are two different players, you know. One is a striker, hence why he has more goals. The other one plays more of a playmaker, hence why he has more assists, you know.
Mm.
And that was from there. I was like, you know what? I understand. They both the greatest of our generation.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they are the greatest footballers.
We have to give it to them.
You know.
They are.
And if you look at what's happening this season, you know, they're in a bit of a hard task. You know, Messi is in a team that doesn't revolve around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he's making his assists, you know, that's very good. But he can't, for some reason, he isn't lethal enough in front of the poles, hitting the poles a lot, missing penalties. And then you look at Cristiano Ronaldo, where in UEFA, he's still being Mr. UEFA, getting the goals in, you know?
Yeah.
But in the league, he's struggling to, you know, really connect. And now, you know, arguments can be put in both sides, you know, with Messi saying that, no, he doesn't need to strike anymore. He's no more needing to do that role because there's competent strikers in PSG.
Mbappe's, you know, Icardi's, Neymar's even.
Yeah, and with the way they play him is they don't play him in an attacking way where their version of Suarez would be Neymar or Mbappe keeps feeding him the ball. Whereby now he plays a lot more where he's now the playmaker and not just the attacker,
yeah,
you know? And then with Ronaldo, it could be the fact that there's not enough creativity for him in the team, you know? As the team itself has been struggling to make big opportunities, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's the main topic that just comes out of here is there is no impact. Because you look at Juventus towards the end of Ronaldo's career, his career in Juventus, where Inter Milan won. I think it was last season.
Mm-hmm.
That team was performing poorly.
It was.
But Ronaldo kept the goals going in.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, the Barcelona that Messi left was performing below par, below poor.
Yeah.
But Messi was keeping the goals in. That was allowing them to stay in European competition.
They both carried the teams.
You know?
They did.
And yet they struggled to make a big impact in their current squads.
Yeah.
And now is it that scary question that we don't want to hear?
Yeah.
You know, people who grew up watching your Ronaldos and your Messis, you know, the people who argued Ronaldo versus Messi for years. You know, are we getting closer to the realization that that argument will become null and void because both of them will be finished? Are we two seasons away from the MLS having both Ronaldo and Messi? That's what I'm trying to say.
It's a tough question to answer because obviously, like you said, we grew up watching these people, and they, in our eyes, you know, they would never, they shouldn't get to that level where now, you know, it's like when someone gets old, and then you're now watching this person. And then they no longer who they used to be.
Yeah.
And it's happening.
Yeah, it is. We can't act like it's not.
It is happening. Even them being on the bench, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like in a Manchester United game, and then you see Ronaldo by the bench, and you're like, what? Like it's
also
it's
real.
Weird to see that Messi not even making a big impact. Maybe not even making an impact at all. It's crazy. And then now the fact is they are replaceable now.
Yep.
In their teams. Obviously Cristiano is much harder to
replace than the team
than Messi.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. But then you'd be fine to watch a game without them. Which is quite insane
to think about, you know? The fact that like mid game a Ronaldo substitute would happen and Rashford will have an impact on the game. You know, and obviously, look, outside of football, they still have bring so much to the team, so much to the young players. I love what happened. I think it was FA Cup, where we lost to Middlesbrough in penalties, and the last penalty taker was Alanga.
Youngster?
He's a youngster, what, 18, 19 this year.
Yeah.
Misses the last penalty, they lose the match. Head goes down, is in tears. Ronaldo goes to him, and starts consoling him, you know. And to people, they'll be like, ah, that means nothing. But to him, that's someone he freaking, that's his hero right there. Someone he grew up watching football. You know, so watching, he's like, you know, one day I want to play like Ronaldo. One day I want to play like Messi.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's, and now he has one of them, wow, now telling them, no, I was at your place. I was where you are once. You need to just keep your head up. This is what you need to do. Don't worry about
Unbelievable
it.
Unbelievable to hear.
You know?
It's like, what? Even you?
Yeah, and that, they obviously have an impact. And, you know, the impact is so much, especially for Ronaldo than Messi, is that people then come up with these things saying that him and Maguire aren't seeing eye to eye because he feels like he should be captain.
Yeah.
But it's, these speculations come out of the fact of the impact you will have on the squad, because the squad has a balance of young players.
Yeah,
and the young players will listen to a Ronaldo over a Maguire.
Any day.
Any day, just based off of his accolades.
Yeah.
You know, Maguire is what, 25, probably close to 30, if not 30. Ronaldo,
he's played way more.
By 30, I think he had, what, 2-3 UEFA Champions Leagues? Played with the biggest of players.
Biggest.
And it's just now that experience he's had, it's impacting the team. You know,
yeah.
Alanga.
Just by him being there.
Alanga.
Just his presence.
Sancho. You're actually starting to see something light in them.
Yeah.
You know, after the after what happened with Greenwood, you know, that was our young talent leaving. But Alanga is filling that position well.
Quickly.
Now with Barcelona at PSG, you know, yes, he's having his assists. But there's not much we can currently say because I don't watch League One as much,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I believe he also has an impact on the players there.
No, I actually watched his highlights against, was it Nantes? And I could see he had a very good game. Yeah, but obviously because it's Messi, you expect more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, once you are a household name, we don't expect mediocrity.
Yeah, I get a 90% pass accuracy. Like, what?
90?
What?
All your passes, I'm joking.
What? Like, now, who cares about that?
You know, yeah, passing doesn't win the games, goals do.
Doesn't, you know.
How many big chances did he have?
Mm-hmm.
How many opportunities did he create? How many goals did he have?
How many
assists? How many
did he hit? Doesn't
you
matter.
You know, yeah, crossbars don't matter. You know,
yeah,
at the end of the day, the amount of dribbles you're able to do in a match doesn't matter. It's the amount of goals you're able to score.
Yeah.
And I guess that comes down to that question. Are they washed up? We want to hear from you guys. You know, let us know in our social media platforms. You know, just hashtag TBA, my answer is. And then we want to hear from you guys. But give me a what?
What?
We have come.
What?
To the end.
What?
Of the show.
What?
No.
What?
We have to go.
What?
Peace.
Yeah.
Give me a hell yeah. Give me a hell yeah. Let me tell you a story.
What?
One man.
What?
Playing football.
What?
Got injured.
What?
Can't play no more.
What?
Can't score no goals.
What?
But that ain't me.
Yeah.
So that ain't the story I want to say.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to score some goals.
Yeah.
Because you just listen to the best show.
Yeah.
V.
Hey.
A. R.
What?
Show.
What?
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You enjoying the show? Stay updated. Stay entertained with Active FM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.
Come right away.